do white people use the word white trash to, is that a word that, that white people would use?
Oh yeah, sometimes, I guess.
What would you call people of Mexican descent?
Well, I just call them Mexicans, you know. And then their name, they'd call them, you know, coming over from Mexico, they'd call them wetbacks because it swim the Rio Grande, you know. But they are Mexicans, and some of them they call them Spanish. Some of them rather be called Spanish than Mexicans. And I don't know why, but...
What about the French people in Louisiana? Did you ever hear any names for them?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Yeah, the French, and the Cajuns, and
did you ever hear the term coon?
Yeah, and the coonies. Yeah.
What about coons?
Yeah, they'd call them coons and coonies and Cajuns, and I've heard another one too, but I can't
think. Did you ever hear coon ass?
Yeah, I've heard that too. I said they got them a terrible name.
What, to be called?
Oh, yeah. But some of them, I've heard them. I know some, you know, they call and they'd say, oh, I'm just a coon ass. And then others would be trying to, you know, knock on them or something. Say, oh, that's one of those coon asses.
What would you call
But them? I've known some. They're nice people like everyone else, you know. But in certain parts of the state, they're called different, too.
What would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can just take one look at him and see that he's from way out in the country? You know, just the way he's dressed and everything.
Yeah.
You call him a...
Oh, some of them call him just, tell he's just country, or country bumpkin, or greenhorn, or something.
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
You'd say we will have to do it, or what, you mean?
Or if you didn't use the word we, you could say... You and...
Oh, you and I? Do it.
Would you ever say me and you have to do that?
No.
And if you're talking about some man and yourself, maybe you'd say...
Oh, he and I?
Okay. And you'd say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
Oh, he wants the both of us.
Okay.
Or the two of us, or both of us.
Say if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you could just answer it.
Oh yeah, they could just give their name, or you could, if you recognize them, just say, come in.
Or if it's you at the door, that they'd call it and they'd say, who's there? And you'd answer it.
Oh, I'd say it's I.
What about it's me?
And sometimes they just give the name, you know, say it's me or it's I.
Say if it was you were expecting someone and I asked you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Well, I have used both. Sometimes we'd say, oh, it's me, or it's I. We'd say it's me more so than we would